Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What was your reaction when you heard that Kevin Durant requested a trade out of Brooklyn? I had a series of reactions. My first one, though, my very first one, what the... Are you kidding me? I literally said that out loud. I woke up. I had to wake up early because we had a work situation. And so I woke up. I was checking Twitter just because that's what I do to see what I've missed while you were sleeping. It's a hashtag. And I see people tweeting about, well, actually the first thing I saw was someone tweeting about an emergency podcast titled Kevin Durant Leaves Brooklyn? ? And then I thought, wait a minute, is that just speculation? I start paging through Twitter, my Twitter feed, and I realized it had just popped. Adrian Wojnarowski had just tweeted it. And it's still piecemeal in terms of the reason or the timeline or who knows what or who's talked to whom. But it sounds like Kyrie Irving not getting his long-term extension is the catalyst, or at least the last straw. Okay, so you can look at the situation in its entirety. 3 years to the day that Kevin Durant joins Brooklyn, he asks out of Brooklyn. So we don't know everything, but this is what we do know. It's a three-year failed experiment. The Nets went all in. They gambled, they lost royally. But there is a way to salvage the situation. Not that you're going to get those 3 years back. I've said that about ex-boyfriends before. Damn it. I wish I could have my 2 years back. I wish I could have my time back. I wish I hadn't wasted that time. That's not life though, right? You live and you learn, hopefully. Although the Nets have done this twice recently. I think they were hoping this one would have a better outcome. It blew up in their face just as well, just as loudly, just as forcefully. Maybe the lesson is don't give your superstars everything they want. And be careful when you bring in a superstar who's got a track record of not being reliable. But what they saw was KD and Kyrie, who chose to play in Brooklyn, throw open the door, roll out the red carpet, welcome them with open arms. It seems like there's a series of steps along the way where maybe if the Nets had chosen a different path or had made a different choice, this wouldn't be the outcome. But of course, there's no way to know that now. It's just pure speculation. So we'll tell you what we do know, and we'll tell you what we don't know, and also the other contract extensions that have been agreed to and the trades that have been agreed to, and they're not official yet. So this is kind of the legal tampering period, if you will. Maybe NFL calls it that. In the NBA, you've got this period where they can negotiate and then papers will be signed moving forward if they still sign papers. I e-sign for my house, so maybe they don't actually sign papers anymore or contracts. Maybe after the Denver Broncos screwed up and didn't send the facts they had to send to the league office a few years ago and lost one of their own guys, the leagues did away with papers and paperwork and fax machines. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy holiday weekend. Happy almost birthday, America. I'm big into happy almost birthdays. I actually send those types of texts to friends and family sometimes when I'm excited and want them to be excited and know that I'm thinking about them. So happy almost birthday, America. We will be here on both Sunday night and Monday night. So Monday morning, Tuesday morning, if that's when you normally listen. I don't know how many of you will actually be listening on Monday morning or Tuesday morning, but we'll be here. It's a big vacation week. I like to work vacations and holiday weekends because you generally have a ton of people that are out of their familiar routines and they're driving different hours, which is great for us. They're listening at different hours. They're just doing different stuff because it's a holiday. And so we usually get a bunch of new listeners. Sometimes we have different affiliates along our circuit that are either tuned in or carrying the show on a holiday, which is the only time that they do it. And so I don't generally like to miss holidays. Plus, there's a lot happening in sports right now. Duh. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. You need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family. Rocket can. So you can find me on Twitter, @AlawRadio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we're asking for your reaction to the Kevin Durant trade request. I went, are you kidding me? And then yelled about it a little bit, mostly to myself, to my dog, then to producer Jay. And then I just the eye rolls. Of course this is going to happen, of course. Because the Cleveland Browns and the Brooklyn Nets are essentially the same team in different leagues. They've changed ownership. They've changed general manager. Well, I guess in the case of the Browns, their ownership has been stable, but that's about the only thing. They've changed general managers. They've changed front office execs. They've changed head coaches. They've changed rosters almost nonstop. In the case of the Brooklyn Nets, they are continually in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. You cannot win this way. They gambled. I understand a lot of teams would have done the same. It's just the Nets have done it now multiple times, and neither time has it panned out. There is a way to salvage something. I don't know if there's a way to save face, but there's a way to salvage something out of this. They got to stay patient. They just got to sit back and wait because apparently there are a hell of a lot of teams calling about Kevin Durant. The Nets have caved to everything their superstar has asked for over the last 3 years, including James Harden and a malleable head coach. I don't want to insult Steve Nash because I really respect him, but he's a malleable head coach. The Nets gave these guys everything they wanted. They need to do the opposite of that when it comes to trading KD and potentially trading Kyrie. Do not cave. For once, play hardball. For once, stick to your guns. For once, do what's best for you. And don't prioritize one or two guys over your franchise because that's what they did. They prioritized the wishes of KD and Kyrie over the rest of their franchise. They put those two guys and their heart's desires above everything else. That's not a team. And I get it. They're amazing players. When Kyrie wants to be, he's one of the best players, one of the best scorers in the league. He's got a championship ring. But when you say to everyone who's watching, including these two guys, we'll give you anything you want. We're putting you above everything else. Generally, that's what the expectation is. Except when they didn't give Kyrie the long-term extension. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I don't want to be here anymore. I thought this was a place where I could pick and choose. I could make the rules. I could set the parameters. I could tell them how it's done. Well, now that that's not working, I'm going to take my ball and go somewhere else. And I said this earlier, I'll say it again. This whole culture of superstars wanting out, superstars requesting trades, superstars jumping from team to team to team and city to city to city. I understand why the owners think it's bad for the NBA, why Adam Silver has made that point multiple times publicly. But do you know what else it does? It just makes the Warriors stronger. It makes teams like the Celtics or the Heat stronger. Now, the Heat have changed, certainly. The Heat and the Celtics have changed the guys around their core, as have the Warriors. You cannot build the kind of chemistry that the Bucks have with Chris Middleton, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Drew Holiday. You can't build that kind of chemistry, or the kind of chemistry that we have seen so plainly with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. You don't build that overnight. You don't build that in 2 years. You don't build that in 60 games together. The kind of chemistry that we've seen with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. You don't build that by snapping your fingers. And so that's why constant change equals constant losing. Because instead of being a great team, it's a bunch of individual guys who are really good at what they do. The leagues are too deep and there are too many superstars. You've got to be a great team. And so when I saw the CBS Sports GIF that was tweeted in response to KD's trade request, I laughed. That was probably my last reaction. And I tweeted it, A-Law Radio. I'll just tell you, it's Draymond Green and it's fantastic. You may remember the moment where this GIF comes from. I do. I won't tell you. Just go check it out on Twitter. And we're asking you your reaction. So I had a series of reactions. I actually felt bad for producer Jay for a little bit because he's a Nets fan, although I'll give him credit. He gets props for wearing his Nets hat proudly. Although, just to troll him, he hates it when anyone touches his hat. I put a goldfish on the brim of his hat. And he didn't know it was there for about a good 15 minutes.
Wait, you put that there? I thought it just happened to fall as
no,
you were.
No, I put it there. You didn't notice. And then you just sat there and continued to do your work with a goldfish on your hat. But I felt like it was appropriate for the Nets. I mean, just there needs to be a goldfish on your hat. Extra cheddar goldfish. It left some residue. Don't worry, I got it off eventually.
Do not tell me this.
Okay. It was up there for a good 10 minutes, and I was trying so hard not to laugh. You're working away, and the goldfish is like wobbling around your hat whenever you move your head.
So you're just adding...
Yes.
Just yes. Adding to my...
Stoking the fires. Yeah. I'm essentially piling on. Yeah.
Yeah, piling on.
Right. I mean...
That's nice.
I thought if I could distract you with a goldfish on your hat, maybe you wouldn't feel so bad about your team blowing up. What's worse? The fact that I put an extra cheddar goldfish on your black hat, or the fact that your team is blowing up?
Probably the cheddar goldfish on my hat.
Yeah, see,
that's
I knew that.
That'll hurt me more.
I knew that I was able to like run interference and distract you. I did get the residue off the hat, though. Don't worry.
I did feel you like do something to my hat at one point.
That's how much he was not paying attention to me. He had no idea that I put a goldfish on his hat, that then the goldfish fell off eventually, and then I wiped the extra cheddar off of his hat because I knew he'd get really mad if he found it up there. But you had no idea that was happening?
No. I remember, obviously I remember talking to you. I feel like I saw you do something. I don't know. I was doing other work. I was locked in.
Uh-huh.
And then when I edit audio, you know this. I'm in a different planet. Like, I'm locked in what I'm doing.
I might as well not even be around, except that you didn't know the goldfish was there for a good 10 minutes. So I had to stand there and wait until you figured out the goldfish was on your hat.
It's pretty crazy how I was stoic enough to have it sit there for that long.
That's true.
But, yeah, if I knew that was there, I would have screamed probably.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But
it would have let out all of that pent up emotion. It would have been good for you. Cathartic even
to
scream.
I told you, I'm over this. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm past the shock phase. I'm past the denial phase.
Uh-huh.
I'm in acceptance.
All right.
I've accepted it. It's
almost relieving. You're ready to move on and let bygones be bygones.
I'm ready.
You're not mad at the fact that those two teams played, those two guys played your team for a fool?
I'm not mad.
I would be.
It was a fun ride.
Was it? They barely played 50 games together.
Yeah, it wasn't great. But I would, you know, I wouldn't, again, I said this a couple hours ago. I would not change what happened.
All right. Okay.
I don't think you can.
I mean, I would. I wouldn't have traded for Kyrie. Are you kidding me? He's a...
Well, he signed.
He's a powder keg.
The only thing
Whatever.
That I would have
Not
made,
traded.
The only move where you could take back would be, I think, the James Harden.
Oh, I think so, too.
But at the time where it happened, I had thought really long, really hard about the move. And I didn't want to trade Caris LeVert. I didn't want to trade Jared Allen.
All right. All right. All right. I don't want to go over it again, only because I don't want to run.
Well, that was the move where, okay. where I would take back. But the
at the time it happened, I said I hoped it blew up in the Nets' faces because that's how much I thought they were screwing themselves by trading for James Harden. Well, that didn't last as long. It didn't last as long as the KD and Kyrie piece, but I wasn't any more successful. You know, I hate it when I'm right. Actually, I don't hate it when I'm right. I kind of like it when I'm right. So what's your reaction? Here's Avery Johnson with a few more details. Apparently, this wasn't a massive surprise to the Phoenix Suns.
I'm not really as surprised as some of the other folks that cover the NBA. Kevin Durant right now is working out in Los Angeles with about 15 or 20 other NBA guys. I know for a fact that the team of Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, when they're on the same team playing out in LA in the summertime, they look awfully good together. So I'll be curious to see if that could be one of his potential landing spots. But I'm not really surprised. You remember, this all has to do with how disappointed Kevin Durant was when he basically formed this team in Brooklyn, and then he didn't get 100% buy-in from Kyrie Irving, which then led to James Harden requesting a trade to Philadelphia. Kyrie Irving wanted to test the market to see if there was a signing trade market for him. There was no signing trade, so the only option he had was to return and pick up his option and return to Brooklyn. And I don't think any of that sat well with Kevin Durant and the sacrifices he made. He could have easily gone to the Knicks a couple of years ago, but he decided to go to the Nets because that's what Kyrie Irving wanted to do. And I know Kevin Durant's awfully disappointed. And the byproduct of that is he just doesn't want what's going on in Brooklyn anymore. And I think also you got to think about from a coaching standpoint, maybe he thought, you know, Steve Nash maybe or may not be the good fit for him, the right fit. So I just think there are a lot of question marks, and there's too many for Kevin Durant at this stage of his career to bet on all of those question marks and not having an opportunity to win another championship.
This is what he wanted! And now he's bailing because it didn't quite go the way that he anticipated. Why not stay in Brooklyn? Kyrie's on his way out. James Harden's already gone. Oh, wait, because they traded away a bunch of other good young assets, and they really don't have a whole lot of great draft picks moving forward either. Bail. He's bailing. And a lot of you are saying he should have stayed at Golden State. Others of you are super snarky and sarcastic when you tell me you can't believe Kevin Durant would do this. You can't believe it. I defended him when he left Oklahoma City to go to Golden State because he had given the best of himself to OKC and it didn't work. It didn't work. But this I can't defend. It's a bailout. After the Nets gave them everything they wanted. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. By the way, Avery Johnson, former NBA head coach on CBS Sports HQ. I mean, there were actually other big headlines in the NBA, so we should probably talk about them. If you want to know about baseball, well, we did a little bit before the top of the hour. USC and UCLA, they're getting out while the getting's good, heading from the Pac-12 to the Big Ten as early as 2024. So there's just a lot happening. It's July 1st, by the way. We are halfway through 2022. Here's hoping that the second half of the year is better than the first, or even better than the first, depending upon your perspective. It's After Hours.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here's Doncic against Paul. The trap from Bridges. Backs up, finds Finney-Smith in the middle. Left the Bullock. Left corner. Brunson fake left. Go right. Hang in the lane. Bank it up and in. 2:32 remaining. And the Mavericks up 13. 99-86.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Mavericks ultimately bounced the Suns from the NBA postseason and made it to the Western Conference Finals. Luka Doncic, Jalen Brunson, a strong tandem through the postseason, but Jalen is choosing to depart and follow his dad, actually, to a different city, different franchise. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Not a big surprise, not shot waves necessarily, but Jalen Brunson agrees to a deal from the New York Knicks. That's one of the other, we'll call them the others, the other moves made in the NBA or agreed to in the NBA after the free agent period began, which was not quite 12 hours ago. And man, there's been a lot of money flying around already. Chuck Cooperstein is the voice of the Dallas Mavericks. Jalen Brunson is obviously been the benefactor of a Luka Doncic who attracts a ton of attention. So I don't know that you'd call him a superstar, but he's a good scorer and maybe a number two guy. What can he be with the New York Knicks? Well, he ends up in the Big Apple on a four-year deal worth $104 million. And his dad is the assistant coach with the Knicks. So his dad used to coach with Tom Thibodeau. And now that Tom is in New York, it was a reunion for them. And I can imagine if it's me, that's all you need to tell me. My family works for this franchise. I'm there. My mom is a teacher at the school. I'm there. I mean, that's really neat that the two of them can work together. And so Jalen takes his 16 points and 5 assists per game, and he heads to the New York Knicks. Here's Howard Beck, who puts his stamp of approval on this move.
They did go to great, great lengths, the Knicks, to get a guy who is not going to change on his own the trajectory of the franchise. I like it for foundational purposes, stability purposes. I like it because the Knicks have done nothing to really build a culture of any sort of, we want this kind of player or this profile. And they're like, he does. He like Brunson brings that. Jalen Brunson's going to be a tough-nosed guy who can score, who can make plays for others, who's going to play defense, who's going to bring it every night, who's about the right things. And like, you, if you're going to start building something that's resembling a culture of some sort, which the Knicks have not had for a very long time, I think he's the kind of player who makes sense to build around, not as a foundational superstar to build around, but as a prototype of, this is the kind of player we want to start building a winning team.
A prototype. I like that. I mean, you do need guys who are foundation pieces when you're attempting to change your culture. The Knicks are another good example of what happens when you're constantly changing everything. They just haven't found the right pieces. And I wonder if they feel like they've dodged a bullet since Kevin Durant picked Brooklyn, because that's where Kyrie wanted to go. It could have been the two of them with the Knicks. And I can imagine it would be a pretty similar situation for the Knicks instead of the Nets. It's almost funny to think about, comical, but I wonder what the Knicks' reaction was when they found out.
They were pretty bad on their own, even without KD and Kyrie. So
were the Nets.
Yeah, but the Knicks didn't even make the playoffs with the roster they had, so they have their own issues to worry about. I don't think they have to worry about KD and the Nets' issues.
I don't think they're worried about it. I think they're probably laughing at them, actually, and thinking, hey, we dodged a bullet, because it could have been the Knicks instead. Let's see. Some of the other moves. Bradley Beal will stay in Washington with a Supermax deal. That's not a big surprise. Devin Booker staying with the Suns. Also a Supermax extension because he was an All-Star this past season. $224 million keeps him in the desert through the 27-28 season. He's worth it. 27 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists per game. One of the dynamic young superstars in the league. But speaking of superstars, speaking of MVPs, if I might, largest contract in NBA history goes to Nikola Jokic. Back-to-back MVP awards, just edging out Joel Embiid this season for his 27 points, nearly 14 rebounds, and 8 assists per game, not to mention the defense, the block shots. He's the center piece in that wheel for the Denver Nuggets. 5 years, $270 million. I don't suppose Deshaun Watson is envious, but that's kind of the idea, is that it's that money and it's fully guaranteed. Largest contract in NBA history, 5 years, $270 million. Also keeps him with the Nuggets through the 27-28 season. And get this, this will blow your mind. This makes quarterbacks look cheap. In the final year of his deal, he will make $61.5 million in one season. That's what the last season of the deal is worth, unless he would restructure, which doesn't happen a ton in the NBA. $61.5 million. A lot of guys stay in put. There will be guys who move around. We know that Zach LaVine still has to make his choice, although I wouldn't say he's the top prize anymore. Half the teams in the league have reportedly reached out to the Nets already about Kevin Durant. But if you are the Nets, you bide your time, you stay patient, you wait. Now here's the deal. Because so many teams are interested and they recognize how hefty a price they would have to pay to get KD, because even at 33 years old, he averaged nearly 30 points, 7.5 rebounds, 6.5 assists when he was healthy last year, 55 games. I know it's a lot of numbers. But at 33 years old, he's still locked up for 4 more seasons. His new contract extension hasn't even kicked in yet. And so you don't just get a player who is he's a game changer. He's still one of the top 2 or 3 in the league, if not number 1. Some would tell you he's the best player in the league. You get him for the remainder of his NBA life as a top-tier player. You get the best of what's left of Kevin Durant. You get control in addition to KD, who is attractive for free agents. But since there are so many teams making offers and making their pitches, and again, KD has no control over this. It's all the Nets. So when KD tells the Nets, or his business partner tells the Nets, he prefers Phoenix or Miami, I'm sure the owner and Sean Marks didn't do this to his face. But they could give him the proverbial middle finger. Or can we hear our favorite Kevin Durant drop? Because I feel like this is exactly what I would say if KD and his group came to me and said, hey, and I'm the owner or the GM of the Nets, they came to me and they said, we would really like to see KD traded to either Phoenix or to Miami. My response would be,
who cares?
Exactly. Who cares where you want to go? That's no longer my concern. You were my concern when you were committed to Brooklyn. You're no longer, what you want is no longer my concern. It's similar to the Deshaun Watson situation, right? He was under contract. The Texans didn't get what they wanted. They decided they were okay with paying him to be inactive most of last season. They waited. They waited. They waited. And when they finally got what they felt like was sufficient return for Deshaun, they made the move. And I think you could ask anyone would tell you that the Texans made out well. So if you got as many suitors as the Nets do, and you are desperate to salvage anything you can out of a 3-year miserable experiment, because it never did pan out, not even in year 2, year 3, even if you're breaking it down. They didn't play in year 1. They traded for James Harden in year 2. The three guys played 9 games together. They did nearly beat the Bucks, but lost in a game 7 in Brooklyn. And then this past season might have been the worst, actually, of the three. And so forget about what KD wants. Sure, you'll trade him when you get what you need out of the deal. This will be the first time in 3 years the Nets have actually done what was best for them, as opposed to giving in to everything these guys wanted. Better late than never. Time to start fresh. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We got a few other fun, because I like to do this before we head up to the top of the hour on a Friday, couple of other fun stories to share with you. The Avs had their victory parade. We got our boom moment of the week. Of course, I'm still looking at your reaction to me on Twitter and Facebook. But you know, it's a free-for-all holiday Friday, so let's make the most of it.
You are listening to the After Hours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcast.
Come on, come on.
Click, boom.
As we wrap up the week, we contemplate the mysteries of the universe.
Boom! I just laid down the A-law. Boom!
The best highlights.
Foles running up and down the line. It's a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball!
And you're fire.
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. The greatest sports show in America.
Boom!
After Hours presents the Boom Moment of the Week. Here's Amy Lawrence.
Boom!
It's over! They did it! They did it! The job is done! The Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions! And they will lift Lord Stanley a mile high.
The group of guys behind me, I can't even begin to tell you the resiliency, the commitment to win, the determination to win, the attitude. These guys are the best people you will ever meet. And it's these guys right here. These guys right here. And guess what? The city of Denver, the state of Colorado, you guys have been f***ing amazing for the last 10 years.
These guys, everyone has a story, right? Everyone has a story. And I could go through every guy and the sacrifices they made for our team. And I'm amazed by every single one of them. I'm so happy for him. So proud of him. I love these guys.
I love you, man.
Yeah. Incredible.
I love you, man. Jared Bednar was crying. We think the alcohol might have had something to do with the fact that he was extremely emotional. He's the kind of guy you get at a party who is slightly wasted, but curled up in a corner crying over something. Although he gets to cry over a Stanley Cup, so who cares? Who cares? And then Gabriel Landeskog, he was shirtless and also enjoying himself at the Avs party, where they think there were a couple hundred thousand people. Pretty neat. You had Darcy Kemper, who was soaking fans with water guns. I think Nathan MacKinnon got out of his parade vehicle and into the street. Somebody got mistaken for a fan and was separated from the group for a little bit. So all kinds of shenanigans taking place. But congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche. First Stanley Cup since 2001. Four series they had to close out on the road, including the Stanley Cup final against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And so they were celebrating in Denver on Thursday. You hear the final call of their Stanley Cup win from Sunday. So going back to the beginning of the week, man, it feels like ages ago. Connor McGehee on Avalanche Radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Some really fun storylines that I wanted to share. Actually, one that has nothing to do with sports, but it caught my eye, and I think it'll make you smile on this Friday morning. But before we get to that, USC, UCLA, they're leaving for the Big Ten. Unanimous vote by the Big Ten, I guess you would say the presidents of the school, the Big Ten committee, the officials for the Big Ten, they went ahead and approved this. And so it could happen as early as 2024. Maybe it happens before then. But think about what the SEC and the Big Ten are doing, forming these massive power conferences. Here's Dennis Dodd on CBS Sports HQ.
There's going to be reaching out from the Pac-12. From the Big 12, I would suspect, to the Pac-12 to see what kind of relationship they can do there. Jim Phillips in the ACC actually is in the best position right now. They have a TV contract that goes through 2036. They have a grant of rights. I mentioned Clemson, Florida State, and Miami. They'd have to get through that, but they have a solid membership now. Maybe the money isn't very big, but that's going to work itself out. We're going to see how that plays out with those top two conferences. So, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough competing against those two conferences. They're going to have resources to not only do whatever they want, to recruit better than everybody else, but now dictate policy. Just think about this, Chris. If those two conferences, sooner or later, 2024, say, yeah, you know what? We want to play with 95 scholarships instead of 85. There'll be a lot of schools in FBS that can't afford that. And I think we wrote about it in a series this week. I think that's what's going to happen. You're going to see another division form. I don't know if that's the worst thing in the world, that they'll play for less money, but there will be a playoff at that next level. And I think you're seeing FBS break up before our eyes right now.
Dennis Dodd on CBS Sports HQ. The Big Ten, the SEC, they are changing the landscape. And we talked about Kevin Durant, or I talked about Kevin Durant bailing, getting out before the whole thing goes up in flames, though that'll happen pretty quickly. Well, isn't that exactly what USC and UCLA are doing? They're aligning themselves with the Big Ten. They're joining the Big Ten because they know that is their best option. And the reason that it would happen in 2024 is because the current TV deals with the Pac-12 run out in 2 years. And you don't have to pay as much money back to the conference when you depart if you're not breaking TV deals. So this is not the end. I mean, it's so wild in college sports right now, specifically college football and college basketball, because of the NIL and how the name, image, and likeness rules are transforming the landscape and recruiting. And now this, you've got two super conferences instead of the Power Five. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The hearing for Deshaun Watson is done. We may not know for weeks what punishment or discipline Sue Robinson hands down. She's expected to take her time. We did find out that there were multiple attempts made to settle, even as the NFL and the NFLPA were presenting their evidence to this retired district judge who's serving as the officer in this case. They were trying to settle. They were trying to come up with some type of an agreeable compromise. Couldn't do it. So multiple attempts over the course of the last 3 days failing, which means that Judge Robinson will be the one who eventually will either determine that Deshaun Watson did not violate the behavioral policy, seems unlikely, or she will hand down the discipline and then the appeals process will start. Kareem Hunt, speaking to Cleveland.com, he was actually asked about the coaching staff and what it's like to try to put together a plan with training camp 3 weeks away and you have no idea who your quarterback is going to be.
It's definitely stressful for him, and it's tough because they're trying to figure out what pieces they got for the season and, you know, what plays they want to put in. But, you know, it's different plays for Deshaun and the Kobe and all those. Different play, but, you know, different things we can do with quarterbacks.
They do have multiple guys, obviously, including Baker Mayfield. But what about it, Kareem Hunt, who served a lengthy suspension himself, courtesy of the NFL's behavioral policy? What about your star quarterback with all that guaranteed money potentially being suspended?
I really don't know too much about the whole situation. If he misses it, it's a next man up mentality. You know, I'm going to be ready to play, and I know the rest of the team's still going to be ready to play, so... We didn't have Deshaun last year, the years before, so.
All right, good point. We didn't have Deshaun Watson last year or the year before. I don't know that that's necessarily an endorsement of Baker Mayfield, only that we can carry on if we need to. Keep calm, carry on. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, a few things we're going to cram in before the top to make you smile on your Friday morning. You remember we talked about a 30-year-old Major League Baseball rookie with the Phillies on Wednesday night.
1-0, ground ball hit to short. Didi's got it, fires to second, and that'll do it. And a scoreless debut for Mark Appel. Many years in the making, and
yes,
Mark Appel.
Sir. Yes, sir, getting a standing ovation, as well deserved.
Gets the check from the umpire, might as well be a handshake.
I got to do the same thing. I got to give my ovation myself.
On Phillies radio, nearly 31 years old, he finally makes it to the big leagues and pitches a scoreless ninth inning against the Atlanta Braves. Well, it's a week of dynamic debuts because he may not be nearly 31 years old, but welcome to the majors, Derek Hall.
1-2. Swung on, hit deep. Right field, Duvall turns, he looks, and it is gone. And there's the first Major League home run for Derek Hall. It's his first hit in the big leagues as well.
Hey, go ahead, Derek.
It's a dozen tonight for the Phillies as Derek Hall gets in on the act. And the Phillies have a 12-1 lead.
Man, I know they got to be exciting for him.
The pitch. And he swings and drives it to right. It's pretty deep. And that one is gone. Derek Hall with his second big league hit. It's another homer.
Yes, sir.
And touch them all. Hall makes the trip around again.
It was amazing. I was so excited. I'd be lying if I said I couldn't smile. I mean, I was just so happy, you know, like overjoyed. I was just glad to be able to make an impact on the team, and, you know, and that's really all I feel like they could ask of me and I could ask of myself.
First two major league hits are home runs. That's amazing. Congratulations to Derek Hall. You hear him then on NBC Sports Philly. And before that, lots of cheering, lots of applauding this week on the Phillies radio network. And they did get the victory over Atlanta on Thursday. Hey, real quick, Jay, before we get to my last story to top the week. Let's see. This is a Cavaliers fan named Scotty who wants me to tell you thank you for the Jarrett Allen trade. I know you aren't happy. He says, I know he isn't happy because the Durant Harden experiment didn't work out. But as a Cavs fan, I'm glad the trade worked for us. And he also says, good show. So, you know, there's that.
Well, at least he threw that in there.
Yes.
So I'll let it slide.
All right. You ready for the last story of the week? This week, Merrill Pittman Cooper, 101 years old, Jefferson County, West Virginia, finally made his lifelong dream come true. He earned his high school diploma. 101 years old. He attended Storer College in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia in the 30s, studied Latin, biology, history, English, mathematics, never got a diploma until this week. So congratulations to Merrill. Have a great holiday weekend. We're here Sunday night, After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.